Ever since she could remember, Momo had wanted a dog. But no ordinary cur, such as she might easily have got, would do. She had set her heart on a very special kind of dog, a red gold Lhasa Terrier. There was one at the Kargayu Monastery. It belonged to the head Lama, priest. And from the moment when she had first seen this dog, Momo had one passionate longing, to have, for her very own, a red gold terrier from Lhasa. She was only 4 years old on that day. Nima, her father, had swung her up onto his shoulders and had set off with his family for the Red Hat Festival at Kargayu. They were all very merry, for her father, who carried the mail over the mountains, and her mother, who kept a little tea shop in their home, worked very hard, and a holiday was a great thing. And so was the festival. For 3 days they and all the countryside would watch the llamas dance and eat the good food and drink the strong tea of the monastery. From every house and hamlet other families came out to join them until a gay procession was streaming down the mountainside. All but the smallest children walked, for in far-off Tibet, where there are no cars nor trains, and only the rich have mules or horses to ride, the people walk. They wear high red felt boots and climb with a quick, springing step up and down their high mountains, 40 or 50 miles a day, thinking no more of it than the eagle does of soaring through the air. When they came to the monastery, Momo's two brothers ran quickly into the courtyard and found themselves places in the front row. And though they were on the side set apart for the poor people, they were just opposite the raised platform of the head Lama. The festival began with a solemn procession when the llamas, in gorgeous silk robes, went round and round the courtyard. Then the head Lama took his place on the platform. There was a shrill bugle cry, and the play began. "Have no fear, Momo," said her father, putting his strong arms about his little daughter. "These are not real demons. They are the good llamas of the monastery, with masks over their faces." As he spoke, the music changed from a low wailing to furious trumpet blasts, and a horde of demons, with fearful faces, came rushing out into the court. Everybody sucked in his breath and pressed closer to his neighbor, for the Tibetans had lived in terror of such evil spirits until a Buddhist priest came up out of India long ago and taught them Buddha's message of love and kindness. And still the people feared the demons, although the priests reminded them every year in this 3-day-long play, that the Lord Buddha's power was great enough to drive away the demons that had tortured them. "Don't be afraid, little one," repeated Nima, cuddling his child close in his arms. But Momo was not looking at the demons. She did not hear their blood-curdling cries, nor see their malignant faces as they whirled about in devil dance. She was looking at the dog that sat beside the head Lama.
"Father," she said, pointing to the platform, "what is that beside the head Lama?"
"Oh," he replied, surprised, "that is his little dog."
Momo still stared fixedly.
"But I never saw a dog like that," she said.
Her father laughed and stroked her cheek.
"You have seen only common village curs, little Momo," he answered. "That dog is like a prince among men. He is a terrier from our holy capital, Lhasa."
The music dropped to a low, sad, wailing note.
"Now see," he added cheerfully, "these skeleton-like ghosts who flit about the court are not real ghosts, my child. They will not hurt you. They are only the llamas, dressed like that to show us how evil spirits tortured our souls before we learned to pray to the blessed Lord Buddha for deliverance from them."
He fingered a little charm box that hung around his neck and murmured a prayer, looking fearfully at the sad lost souls and the demons driving them. But Momo made no answer. She had eyes only for the wonderful dog.